In this bulletin, Labor pledges to lower housing costs as the party launches its official election campaign in Perth today. A Russian missile strike hits an airport in the southwestern port of Odessa. And in the AFL, the Demons remain undefeated this season after a 10-point victory over Hawthorn in Melbourne. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is expected to unveil Labor's plan to cut the cost of housing as the party begins its official campaign launch in Perth today. The new home buying scheme would see the Labor government take an equity stake of up to 40% for eligible low and middle income earners. Called Help to Buy, the $329 million policy would be available for up to 10,000 households per year. The Greens are also set to today announce affordable housing as one of the party's top election priorities. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Labor leader Anthony Albanese will take part in another election debate next weekend on the Nine Network. The pair participated in a Sky News debate which covered issues such as China, the National Disability Insurance Scheme, aged care and housing last month. Mr. Albanese was named the winner that night with 40% of viewers there supporting him, but Mr. Morrison says no votes have yet been counted for the election. He's offered his pitch to voters while stressing that the Labor Party should not get ahead of itself before polling day.
This election is a choice. It's a choice between a government that you know, a government that has taken action to get Australia through one of the most difficult times this country has seen in generations, and has a clear plan for the economy.
Overseas, and a Russian missile strike at the airport in the southwestern port of Odessa has damaged the runway and it can no longer be used, the Ukrainian military says. Russia has sporadically targeted Odessa, a Black Sea port, and a week ago, Ukraine said at least 8 people were killed in a strike on the city. There was no immediate word on the strike from the Russian military. Meanwhile, 20 Ukrainian civilians have been able to leave a besieged steel plant in Mariupol. Ukrainian officials say the group, which includes women and children, have been moved to a suitable place. Russian state media says 25 people are now out of the plant. It follows mounting international pressure on Moscow to allow the civilians' release. Hundreds of people are believed to still be inside the plant, one of the last places still under the control of Ukrainian soldiers in Mariupol. At least 8 children have died when a passenger tricycle overturned and sank in an irrigation channel in Egypt's Nile Delta. The children were workers at a factory in the city around 140 kilometres north of Cairo. The three-wheeled vehicle was carrying at least 13 people when it overturned and sank in the channel. Health authorities say rescuers retrieved the bodies of 8 children between 12 and 15 years of age. At least 4 others survived and rescue workers were searching for at least one other. Prosecutors have opened an investigation into the cause of the accident. Chinese authorities have rolled out mass COVID-19 testing for citizens as entertainment areas closed due to the return of restrictions in Beijing. Most of the city's tourist spots require a coronavirus test 48 hours before access, with health officials hoping the tightening of rules will reduce cases. And China's Labor Day travel rush began on Saturday, but authorities in Beijing are encouraging residents to avoid unnecessary travel. On Friday, China recorded 47 new COVID-19 cases in Shanghai, and more than 350 patients are in severe conditions. Courier Zhao Erbao is calling for calm.
This is the real situation in Beijing supermarkets at present. I think residents can be rest assured as the supply in Beijing has been sufficient. Everything is normal in Beijing now, and the city is under orderly management. I believe that the case resurgence can be under control very soon.
More than 2 million cases have been detected in China overall throughout the coronavirus pandemic. Australians are marking the 25th anniversary of when Tasmania became the final jurisdiction in the country to decriminalise homosexuality. Before then, sex between men was punishable by more than 20 years in jail, and the last time a person was charged was the 1980s. LGBTQI+ campaigner Rodney Croom has told SBS News the law was discriminatory, but advocates made their case to the community to have it changed.
The damage that was done by these old criminal laws, and why it was important that we were able to belong in Tasmania, that we were included along with everyone else and treated equally.
In the AFL, and Melbourne has secured a 10-point win against Hawthorn, maintaining its reputation as an unbeaten team this season. The Demons lost coach Simon Goodwin and six players to COVID-19 this game, but the team still managed to clinch the win at the MCG. Also overnight, Carlton defeated North Melbourne convincingly by 50 points, while Port Adelaide overcame St Kilda by just one. And now for a look at today's weather for the rest of the weekend forecast. Perth sunny, 25. Adelaide partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne much the same and 20 degrees. Hobart a possible shower, 19. Canberra sunny, 18. Wollongong partly cloudy, 20. Sydney a possible shower, 22 degrees. Newcastle similar conditions and 23. Brisbane a shower or two, 24. Cairns showers also, 29 degrees. And Darwin sunny, 35 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.